Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
And welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. How you doing tonight? Glad you are with us tonight. And I'm glad you were listening to Matt Pauley. He does a great job, and he is such a fantastic addition here to the Camo X Sports Department. So glad you were hanging around after that. And as always, if you like what you hear on Camo X, whether it's Matt Pauley or Hancock and Kelly or anything that you hear here on Camo X, you can always listen to it with the Odyssey app. That's what I use. I was on vacation in July. My family and I went over to Europe for a week on vacation, and I'm on the cruise ship in Europe. I'm listening to Camo X on the Odyssey app, so it works anywhere. And make sure that you download that free of charge. And you know the name of the show tonight? We're going to have hopefully a lot of callers tonight because I've got a lot of issues to discuss, and I want your feedback. And so you've heard me say this many, many times, that when this show is called At Your Service, from my perspective, that means I want your feedback. I love calls. I love texts. I've already gotten a text. Thank you, Mary Lynn. And as you call and text regarding the issues that we're talking about, to me, that's the fun of talk radio. I mean, there's no talk radio if you don't have talk, right? So part of that has to come from you, and that's what drives the show. Today's Robert Redford's birthday. That guy's 86 years old today. And of course, if you talk about Robert Redford, everyone wants to talk about the same few movies. Of course, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, of course, The Natural. But there's a movie, if you haven't seen this, the movie's called Sneakers. And it stars Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, There's a host of people in this movie that you're going to know. It's a fantastic movie about computer hacking. And it's really fun, particularly Dan Aykroyd is comedy relief in this movie. It was from like the 90s, I think. And if you haven't seen that, as soon as I saw that it was Robert Redford's birthday, I wanted to give a plug for the movie Sneakers, because hardly anybody's ever seen it. And it's a fantastic, fantastic movie. And I hope that you will check it out. You know, one thing that everyone has been checking out for years is the song All I Want for Christmas from, of course, Mariah Carey. How many times have you heard this song? I mean, can you count that high? I mean, we're in August. We're going to be buried with this song come November. We're going to be sick of it because it just plays over and over. And she makes millions of dollars a year just on this one song. But you know what's interesting is it came out today that she has filed a trademark. Did you hear about this, Matt Pajeski? She's filed, Mariah Carey's filed a trademark application to have herself officially known as, and I'm quoting, Queen of Christmas. Yes, that's right. Mariah Carey's going to be, she wants you to call her the Queen of Christmas. And she's going to trademark that. Now, it may or may not work. I'm going to break down the legalities of that as the show unfolds. But she, and I'm going to read to you because I found her patent or trademark application. And it's hilarious. It is truly hilarious. And so I'll go through that as the show unfolds. And maybe even Mary Lynn texted in, wanted to know, how do we reverse the latest stupid Democrat bill, the inflation expansion bill? Well, Mary Lynn, you're exactly right. That's what it's going to do. We will talk about that as the show unfolds this evening. So we'll dive into that and more. But coming up after this break, we're going to go to a break just a minute early just to give us some time, because one of the things that I really geek out on is aircraft. And there's some news that came out this week about the commercial airline industry has already purchased. American Airlines has already signed a contract for a minimum of 20 aircraft that are supersonic aircraft. They're going to go faster than the speed of sound. And so we're going to talk to a retired commercial airline pilot about what does that mean, why is that important, and how will this change commercial aviation. We had the Concorde aircraft back in the 70s and 80s. It wasn't 70s. I think it was the 80s and the 90s. And then they started, you know, crashing, which was a problem. So it stopped there. The Concorde stopped flying. But we're going to talk to Mike Hatton in just a few minutes about how these new supersonic aircraft are going to impact the airline industry. You could be flying Mach 2 in the next 4 or 5 years. How cool is that? Well, we got more coming up here on At Your Service, including the stuff you want to hear, Mary Lynn, about the inflation expansion bill. So stick around. At Your Service. We'll be right back.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Trusted information, live and local. From the award-winning KMOX newsroom.
In the past year, we've seen commercial flights into space. We've seen William Shatner go into space. NASA's preparing for a moon launch. And now we hear this week that supersonic flight may be returning for commercial travelers. That's right. People like you and me could fly supersonic. So joining us to break this down is Mike Hatton. Mike is a retired commercial airline pilot, aviation expert, former president of a medical device company, and he's currently provides leadership consultation for managers of corporations, both large and small. Hey, Mike, welcome to KMOX St. Louis.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be with you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. This week, like I said, we're seeing commercial flights with, we're seeing the possibility, rather, of supersonic commercial flights. American Airlines has agreed to buy 20 planes from Boom Supersonic, betting on a future of ultra-fast planes. How important is this as a step for the commercial aviation industry?
Well, it's an extremely important step, in my judgment, that it covers all aspects of aviation. It covers cutting time in flight between continents. It offers completely sustainable fuel. They actually have a process now where they remove the carbon from the air and store it permanently underground. It excites me. I've done a lot of interviews lately. I've always talked about the negative things that are going on in aviation right now, and I'm really excited to be talking about something that's positive.
Oh, exactly, because all we hear about aviation this summer has been flight cancellations, flight delays, unruly passengers, you know, mask fighting, all of those things. So, yeah, it's great to talk about something positive. And you mentioned about the fuel. And we'll talk about the Concorde in a minute, but I just, my visions as a kid when the Concorde was in flight, there was just barrels of smoke coming out of the back of those engines when those things were taken off. And yet this is environmentally friendly aircraft, at least in the design that we've seen so far.
Yes, the engine technology is so much more efficient now than it was in the Concorde. Concorde was a pure jet engine, which means that it was very little fan effect providing thrust. So it was all done with fuel, fire, and noise. And I have to tell you that I was behind a Concorde in Paris once while they took off. I was in a DC-10. And the pressure waves and the sound waves from that shook my chest, just like a space shuttle launch that I got to go to once. It was an incredible feeling.
Right, and you were in a DC-10. What a classic, classic aircraft, the DC-10. You can tell I'm into aviation because it represents the best of capitalism and the best of America, that we've conquered the skies, and then once that happens, it makes it as available to regular people, and that's what I like about that. Now, we hear the term supersonic flight, Mike. How fast is that?
Well, supersonic, you have subsonic, that's the flight we fly on today. Supersonic means above the speed of sound or faster than the speed of sound, which usually occurs around 700 knots, 750 knots, depending on the air temperature, air density. There's a few factors, but it's roughly in that area.
And what would that mean to folks who, in terms of time? I mean, I went to Hawaii several years ago, and my flight from Honolulu to Dallas took about 8 hours in the aircraft. So if this aircraft, this Boom Supersonic, is flying at Mach 1.7 or at least flying at above Mach 1, how would that make a difference in commercial flight for these long flights across the ocean?
From the West Coast to Hawaii, at a supersonic speed, and Boom, I understand, is going to average around 1,294 miles per hour. That would be just 2 hours or just over 2 hours to Hawaii.
Oh, wow. What that would be something. Now, of course, those first flights, and we'll talk about when that's going to happen in a moment, but those first flights would be really expensive. But when air flight was first made available to commercial travelers, it was enormously expensive, but as the tech got better, the price came down. Could we expect to see that same process here with supersonic transportation?
I think you can, and I actually believe you can, because I've heard this management team talk about that very thing. Because there's so much less time in the air, the cost won't be as great because you won't be putting as much time on the airframe. It will be slightly more expensive at first, but they're talking about being competitive with commercial air travel as we know it today.
Wow, that would definitely be a blessing. We're talking to retired commercial airline pilot and aircraft transportation expert Mike Hatton. And on a side note, did you see the Top Gun movie that came out this summer?
I did.
Well, I got a question for you, because this really struck me hard in the movie. Of course, it's not a documentary, it's a movie. But in the movie, at the very beginning, Tom Cruise is flying a hypersonic plane going at Mach 10. So that's going to be, 10 times the speed of sound, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the plane breaks up during the flight. And then in the next scene, we see him kind of staggering into a diner in the desert. But if you're in a plane that breaks up in flight at Mach 10, I mean, wouldn't you just be chunky salsa?
I couldn't think of a more accurate description of what you would be. The G-forces imposed on the body at that speed, they're unsurvivable.
Yeah, and he doesn't even have a bruise, you know. He just comes in looking kind of tired. I'm like, dude, you were in a plane going Mach 10, and the plane broke apart, and you look like you just had to jog for 20 yards. I mean, I know it's a movie, but my goodness, I thought, oh, my goodness, we're definitely in a movie. So I'm sorry to sidetrack you on that. But
no, Brad, I'll break some news. It's Tom Cruise. He doesn't bruise.
Well, the rest of the movie, even though there was some stuff in there that obviously was a movie, it was a fantastic movie that featured pilots piloting aircraft, pushing themselves, pushing their machines for a worthwhile mission, and to me, I thought it was excellent.
I did too, and they support our military too. They do a lot of things behind the scenes for them.
Well, I'm an attorney, and so I can't really watch legal movies without picking them apart. So, can you watch movies like Top Gun and enjoy it, or the whole time you're watching it, are you saying, you know, that aircraft is not structurally sound at that speed? And is, I mean, can you watch it from an enjoyment standpoint, or do you pick them apart?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Pilots are the same way. Most pilots, I'm one. I don't usually go see aviation movies, but I did see the first Top Gun early in my career. I was a helicopter pilot in the Army, and you say you're a lawyer. I had an entire career with the West Virginia State Police flying helicopters and in the Army flying before I became an airline pilot. So we kind of have a similar track there, I think you might be able to say. And I don't go see law enforcement movies very often, but I went to see this Top Gun. My wife pretty much insisted, and I did it to do a nice thing.
Oh, sure. Oh, wait, let me stop you here, Mike. So, Mr. Commercial Airline Pilot in the Army flies aircraft for a living. Oh, I'm just going to go see Top Gun to help out my wife. Is that really your line? Does that work in your household?
Well, I thought I would try it out on you and see how it, your audience to see how it went.
Oh, no, nobody's buying that, Mike. Nobody. Nobody's buying that.
But I'm glad I did. It was a fantastic movie. I thought it was really well done. And I thought Tom Cruise at the beginning of the movie just really did a class thing by giving credit to the crew and everything else, the production crew. And I'll stop editorializing on that and give you your interview back.
That's okay. It's fun to talk about. That's why I love doing this show. I get to talk to people like you in situations that I otherwise just wouldn't get to do. But getting back to Boom Supersonic, you know, I recall from just knowing about the Concorde when it was flying, that you've already mentioned it, the noise pollution and the booms from that supersonic flight, those were a real problem for the Concorde. So you've already mentioned about how the fuel is going to help with the pollution, but have they done anything to overcome that sonic boom problem?
No, they have not. And as you know, you cannot have a sonic boom. You're not allowed to fly an aircraft faster than the speed of sound over land. So I suspect at the beginning these aircraft will primarily have Atlantic and Pacific routes. However, they have identified over 600 routes they say will be profitable. And this aircraft will fly 20% faster than the aircraft today when it is over land. Mm-hmm. So it may be possible to fly this aircraft efficiently from the Midwest, say St. Louis, to Hawaii or to England. New York to London is going to be 3 hours and 15 minutes. It's just an incredible
That is incredible. And I've read, of course, we're talking to Mike Hatton. He's a retired commercial airline pilot and aircraft transportation expert. But I've read that NASA is testing a jet design. I don't think it's flown yet, but it's going to fly very soon. And it's very elongated. The nose looks like an alligator nose. It's so long and pointed. But a design that would reduce the sonic boom. Have you read much about that?
I have not. That's very interesting because the sonic boom is simply caused just like a boat going through the water. It pushes a bow wave. And just like a boat, once you speed up to a certain point, you see those waves that come off the front of the boat start to move to the rear and you outrun them. Well, the same thing happens in an airplane. And when you outrun those waves, the bow wave, and it gets behind the airplane, that's when you have the boom. And because this happens behind you, just like it does in a boat, passengers and pilots don't hear a sonic boom from inside the airplane. That's an interesting fact that always fascinated me.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So how soon would you expect us to see these supersonic aircraft returning to the skies for commercial travelers?
Well, they have us. So the name of the airplane is the Overture. It's going to be 65 to 80 passengers. The projected first one off the production line is 2025. They'll begin flight testing and the certification process. They expect that to finish in 2029 and the airplane fly in 2030. Now, that said, they have a model called the XB1 that is a scaled-down version that is fully built. They've rolled it out. It hasn't flown yet, but they're going to start testing that very soon. And I understand they have a flight simulator up and running. And Boom, if you're listening, I'm more than happy to come and tour your factory and interview you and talk to you about this and see what your simulator looks like.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Oh, that would be so much fun. Mike, I know you're involved with lots of things aviation related, but you're also involved with something called the Growth Facilitator. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. So most of my career at the airline was as a senior manager of fleet training. I managed 777, 787, and 747. I managed teams, I built teams, and I worked on projects to bring teams together for other parts of the airline. I was, as you mentioned, I was president of a medical device company where I did the same thing. So the growth facilitator, once I retired from the airlines, I began to get calls to help people with challenges they were facing, especially after COVID leadership challenges, new managers, managers that weren't sure exactly how to manage their team. And I just brought my expertise to that, and I began coaching and offering advice to people and offering solutions.
And if folks want more information about that, Mike, how can they find you online?
Well, my website is thegrowthfacilitator.com or my name, mikehatton.com, and you can email me, mike@thegrowthfacilitator.com.
Fantastic. Mike Hatton, thank you so much for joining us. It was a fun time to discuss aviation stuff with you, and thanks for joining us here on Camo X St. Louis.
Brad, thank you. It's I feel like a kid again getting to talk about stories like this.
Oh, me too. It's a blast. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Hey, I want to open up the phone lines now, 314-436-7900. You know, when I open up the phone lines, anything is fair game. Whatever you want to talk about, give us a call. We'll even take calls on, can you guess Matt Pajeski's hair color? I mean, even that. We would take calls on that, 314-436-7900. But more importantly, would you want to fly in an aircraft going Mach 2? That's twice the speed of sound. That's about over 1,200 miles per hour. Does that sound fun to you? Does that not sound fun to you? What do you think? 314-436-7900. At your service, Camo X. I wanted to talk to Mike Hatton, as I did in the last segment, because if you look, and this is true with most technology, let's face it, aircraft is nothing more than flying technology. That's what it is. And when aircraft were first started, only governments could afford them. They were used in World War One. They were used in for governments to transport goods and services, but they weren't really used for the private sector. And then when aircraft became a viable transportation for individuals, it was really expensive. I mean, if you ever watch those old movies and people get on airplanes, they're all wearing suits and ties, okay, because it was expensive. It was something like going to a fancy restaurant because it was for the elite. But as the technology, which is always true with capitalism, as it became more profitable, more widespread, then it became accessible to more individuals. And now, if you fly on a plane, you're just happy if people are wearing pants. You know, the whole thing about wearing a suit and tie, that's gone. I mean, sometimes when I'm flying for business and I have to wear a suit and a tie and I get on a plane, I mean, people look at me like, what are you doing? Because nobody wears a suit and a tie on an aircraft because now it's accessible to most people. And I just look at supersonic flight like this and I say, oh my goodness, it's going to be really expensive. But eventually that's going to be something that's accessible for everyone. And I so look forward to that because it will be a blast. When I came back from Hawaii, my wife and I went to Hawaii several years ago, and I cannot sleep on a plane. I can't sleep in a car. If something's moving, I'm just too interested and nosy and curious that I just can't sleep. So I had to make a business trip the very next day when I came back from our flight to Hawaii. And so I went to my doctor and I said, look, doctor, I need something. I need you to give me something to help me sleep on a plane because there's just no way I'm going to fall asleep. And I have to do it because the moment I get home from this flight, I've got to get ready to leave for on another flight on a business trip. So this was probably about 10 years ago. And my doctor said, okay, here you go. I'm going to give you something called Ambien. Now, I'd heard of Ambien, but I'd never taken it. So as we're coming home from Hawaii, we're on the runway in Honolulu, taking off to come home. And so I took an Ambien. And I thought, well, this is going to be a long flight, and it's probably not going to work on me very well. So I'll take two. And well, that's the last thing I remember. I mean, when the plane was taken off and the wheels were coming in, boom, I don't remember anything. But what's amazing is that we didn't fly from Honolulu to St. Louis. We flew from Honolulu to Dallas. And so when we landed in Dallas, I was walking through the airport, according to my wife. I have no memory of this. We went to get something to eat. I have no memory of that. We had to go and get back on a plane and find our seats. I have no memory of any of that. I mean, after I took those two Ambien, the next thing I remembered was my alarm going off, and I wake up in my bed and I said to my wife, how did I get here? That's the last time I took Ambien. I flushed the rest of it because I thought, my goodness, a person could get in a lot of trouble taking Ambien. And so then after I had a chance to get back from my business trip, I asked my wife, I said, I didn't say anything that I shouldn't have said when I was on the Ambien, did I? Because I have no memory. And of course, she said, well, I've sealed that evidence for future use in litigation, just in case you get out of line. So I don't know what she's got over me. Maybe she recorded something I said on the phone or took a video of me. I have no idea. But again, that's being held in a safe deposit box, probably under a fake name, to be used against me in the event there's some future litigation. So the idea of being able to fly from Hawaii to Dallas or Hawaii to St. Louis in 3 hours, I mean, that's amazing. And I just find that to be an exciting development in the aviation industry, and I'm so looking forward to it. One of the developments in the legal industry, and this is going to be on the ballot, and this is something I would really like to hear your opinion on. It's a topic that I've brought up before, but this is a topic that goes far beyond the headlines, because just this week, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft certified 214,000 signatures securing the marijuana ballot question for the November 8 election. Now, you may have heard about it, and certainly I heard about it a lot when this was being promoted. And the idea was, we're going to legalize recreational marijuana in Missouri. Okay, that's a topic. You can run to the races on that topic. But this bill, this provision that's going to be on the ballot in November, goes way beyond simply legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, which, again, that's an issue of itself. But here's some other things. For example, it would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone over the age of 21. We all know that medical marijuana was legalized. I believe it was.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I wanted to talk to Mike Hatton, as I did in the last segment, because if you look, and this is true with most technology, let's face it, aircraft is nothing more than flying technology. That's what it is. And when aircraft were first started, only governments could afford them. They were used in World War One. They were used in for governments to transport goods and services, but they weren't really used for the private sector. And then when aircraft became a viable transportation for individuals, it was really expensive. I mean, if you ever watch those old movies and people get on airplanes, they're all wearing suits and ties, okay, because it was expensive. It was something like going to a fancy restaurant because it was for the elite. But as the technology, which is always true with capitalism, as it became more profitable, more widespread, then it became accessible to more individuals. And now, if you fly on a plane, you're just happy if people are wearing pants. You know, the whole thing about wearing a suit and tie, that's gone. I mean, sometimes when I'm flying for business and I have to wear a suit and a tie and I get on a plane, I mean, people look at me like, what are you doing? Because nobody wears a suit and a tie on an aircraft because now it's accessible to most people. And I just look at supersonic flight like this and I say, oh, my goodness, it's going to be really expensive. But eventually that's going to be something that's accessible for everyone. And I so look forward to that because it will be a blast. When I came back from Hawaii, my wife and I went to Hawaii several years ago. And I cannot sleep on a plane. I can't sleep in a car. If something's moving, I'm just too interested and nosy and curious that I just can't sleep. So I had to make a business trip the very next day when I came back from our flight to Hawaii. And so I went to my doctor and I said, look, doctor, I need something. I need you to give me something to help me sleep on a plane because there's just no way I'm going to fall asleep. And I have to do it because the moment I get home from this flight, I've got to get ready to leave on another flight on a business trip. So this was probably about 10 years ago. And my doctor said, okay, here you go. I'm going to give you something called Ambien. Now, I'd heard of Ambien, but I'd never taken it. So as we're coming home from Hawaii, we're on the runway in Honolulu, taking off to come home. And so I took an Ambien. And I thought, well, this is going to be a long flight, and it's probably not going to work on me very well. So I'll take two. And well, that's the last thing I remember. I mean, when the plane was taken off and the wheels were coming in, boom, I don't remember anything. But what's amazing is that we didn't fly from Honolulu to St. Louis. We flew from Honolulu to Dallas. And so when we landed in Dallas, I was walking through the airport, according to my wife. I have no memory of this. We went to get something to eat. I have no memory of that. We had to go and get back on a plane and find our seats. I have no memory of any of that. I mean, after I took those two Ambien, the next thing I remembered was my alarm going off, and I wake up in my bed and I said to my wife, how did I get here? And so that's the last time I took Ambien. I flushed the rest of it because I thought, my goodness, a person could get in a lot of trouble taking Ambien. And so then after I had a chance to get back from my business trip, I asked my wife, I said, I didn't say anything that I shouldn't have said when I was on the Ambien, did I? Because I have no memory. And of course, she said, well, that's, I've sealed that evidence for future use in litigation, just in case you get out of line. So I don't know what she's got over me. Maybe she recorded something I said on the phone or took a video of me. I have no idea. But again, that's being held in a safe deposit box, probably under a fake name, to be used against me in the event there's some future litigation. So the idea of being able to fly from Hawaii to Dallas or Hawaii to St. Louis in 3 hours, I mean, that's amazing. And I just find that to be an exciting development in the aviation industry, and I'm so looking forward to it. One of the developments in the legal industry, and this is going to be on the ballot, and this is something I would really like to hear your opinion on. It's a topic that I've brought up before, but this is a topic that goes far beyond the headlines, because just this week, Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft certified 214,000 signatures securing the marijuana ballot question for the November 8 election. Now, you may have heard about it, and certainly I heard about it a lot when this was being promoted. And the idea was, we're going to legalize recreational marijuana in Missouri. Okay, that's a topic. You can run to the races on that topic. But this bill, this provision that's going to be on the ballot in November, goes way beyond simply legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, which, again, that's an issue of itself. But here's some other things. For example, it would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone over the age of 21. We all know that medical marijuana was legalized, I believe it was in 2018, but this would make it no different than going to a liquor store. You could go and buy weed at any point in time. But here's what else it does. It would expunge the records of people who were convicted of marijuana-related charges. Now, what does expunge mean? That's a fancy legal term that simply means it's as if it never happened. It doesn't mean that you are just no longer having that held over your head, but literally those records are destroyed, and it cannot be held against you. So if you're a convicted felon related to marijuana distribution and this goes into law, number one, your record is now clean. But also, if you're in jail right now, if a person is in prison for marijuana distribution or usage, you're immediately released from jail. So even if you committed a crime and it was a crime when you did it, under this provision, you are no longer held accountable for that crime. Does that sit well with you? Because, and I can see the rationale. I mean, why should you be in the Gray Bar Motel serving time and eating your three meals a day provided to you on metal plates? Why should you be having to do that if you committed a crime with something that now is not illegal? So I get the rationale. I understand it. But that person was sent to prison for knowingly, willingly, and with an intentional conduct, breaking the law. And so they're being punished for breaking the law. So why should they be absolved from that, even though they intentionally decided to violate the laws of Missouri or Illinois? Why should that person be allowed to walk free just because the subject matter of his crime or her crime is no longer illegal? They still intentionally violated the law. Shouldn't they be punished for that violation, even if the subject matter is no longer illegal? 314-436-7900, call or text. But it also goes, and I've kind of suggested it already, is that not only does it expunge your record, but if you're currently in prison, you know, it's like the scene from every prison movie you've ever seen where they unlock the gates and people get to walk out. I mean, you're out, you're scot-free. Thank you very much. You're no longer a ward of the state. Have a good time. But this provision does two more things that you want to know about. First of all, it's going to tax the thunder out of the marijuana. It's going to submit a sales tax of 6%, and cities can also, and local governments can add an additional tax of 3%, and the state's going to tax it, and eventually the federal government, everybody's going to tax this. But from an economic standpoint, and I've talked about this before in the air, we've seen this in California, if the taxes get so high, it doesn't put the illegal marijuana sales out of business. All it makes them do is lower their prices, because that's what capitalism is, right? If your competition sets the price, you just have to beat your competition. So now, if this goes into law, it's not going to eliminate people on the sidewalks and street corners selling weed out of a backpack. It's just going to make them lower the price. And so now it's going to be easier for people to buy illegal weed because the price is going to be lower. So that's the economic reality. We're seeing that in California. We've seen that in Colorado. And we're seeing that in Illinois. And we're going to see that in Missouri if it comes here. But lastly, and this is what a couple of friends of mine, I had some conversations with this with some friends of mine today on this topic. But it's going to allow people to grow weed at home. So that means in the backyard, you know, you've got the roses, you've got the tulips, and now you've got the weed, the pot weed out there in your backyard. So people can actually grow their own marijuana in your backyard for personal use only. Because I think if you try to sell it, then you're going to have to be licensed. So you would only be for personal consumption only. But, you know, I'm waiting for the guy that gets arrested when they come by his house and there's 8,000 marijuana plants in somebody's backyard, and they say, and the cops come and say, dude, you're a distributor of marijuana. And he says, no. This is all just for personal consumption. All 8,000 marijuana plants, man, that's just for me, because look, I'm wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt. So this is just for me. You know that's going to happen. I can't wait to see that story. You know, I just got a text in that says it was against the law when they did it, and they did it anyway. That's scary. And that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. It's not that weed will no longer be illegal, so you should let them out. It's that they knowingly, those criminals who are in jail or have been convicted, they knowingly broke the law. So shouldn't those criminals be punished for their conduct, not just excused because the marijuana is no longer illegal? 314-436-7900, call or text. Would love to hear you tonight on At Your Service. We'll be right back after this. You know, there's a lot of products that get released every day, all kinds of products. You go to the store and you walk down the aisle and there's just so much stuff that comes out, but there's something, and I'm going to have to ask Matt Pajeski about this, board operator, and he's groaning now because he never knows what I'm going to throw at him. But you're familiar with the Miller Brewing Company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, Miller High Life, that's their big product, and Miller Lite. But now Miller is introducing an ice cream. So first of all, does that sound odd to you?
Yeah.
That Miller Brewing Company would make an ice cream product?
Right off the bat, yes. But I think every brewing company now is starting to expand into weird avenues, weird seltzers and sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect ice cream, though.
Well, they're doing it. But here's what I don't understand. This is why I wanted your take on this, Matt Pajeski, is that it's not just like vanilla or chocolate. The flavor, and this is literally from their promotion that came out yesterday, it's called Dive Bar, and it's a novelty ice cream, and I'm literally quoting here, it's supposed to taste like the floor of a dive bar.
Ew.
And I'm thinking,
oh my gosh,
who would promote that?
I don't know. We are right now, apparently.
Well, we're not promoting it. We're mocking it.
I think they probably just want it to be so gross that it, you know, people start talking about it and people feel like they have to try it now to actually believe it.
Now, this is how Miller makes this ice cream. It's made with beer, peanut swirls, a tobacco smoke flavor, caramel, and a dark chocolate dip. And the peanut swirl is designed to mimic the peanut shells that are frequently found on barroom floors. Ugh. And that's in their promotional material. And each of the ice cream bars contains 5% alcohol on the ice cream.
Wow.
But how do you market a product that says, hey, come taste our product. It tastes like the floor of a dive bar.
If this was April 1st, I would get it, you know, like.
You're so right. I didn't think of that. This sounds like an April Fool's joke.
Right.
And it's already priced at, so to get six of these ice cream bars, it comes in a six pack, $36.
Whoa.
$36.
Jeez. And it's so bad.
But I just don't have, that's like if you came out with a product tomorrow that said, hi, we got a new cereal called Colon Blow. You know, who's going to buy that product?
Well, I know a few people that might, but.
No, not very many.
No.
You know, and so I just don't understand the attractiveness of a product when it's designed on its face to taste like the floor of a dive bar. I just don't understand that, and I'll have to wait and see how those sales are. Plus, it's $36, so that's $6 for one ice cream bar that tastes like the floor.
How do they know what the floor tastes like to begin with?
You know what? Every time my kid, and this is great, I'm sure your dad probably said this to you, when my kids would say, oh, this tastes like dirt, I'd say, oh, how do you know what dirt tastes like, right? Yep. So that's a legitimate question, Matt, that how do they know what the floor of a dive bar tastes like? Now, we know unemployment is at historic lows. There are over 10 million open jobs in America. But if you're the company that's trying to develop this product, how do you place ads that say, we're looking for taste testers for barroom floors? Come now, we're paying $12 an hour to come and lick the floor of a bar. $12 an hour. Welcome to the company.
And maybe you get, you know, free ice cream in that flavor for the rest of your life. You get a free supply of dive bar ice cream as your reward.
Yeah. Well, that to me is punishment then. It's like, you know, if you're in jail for marijuana, I guess they're going to lock the doors. That's punishment if I've got to eat this stuff. But I guess the selling part of this is that it's got 5% alcohol. You know, the latest thing a few years ago was boozy milkshakes.
Right.
And that was a big thing for a while. And so now we're getting into boozy ice cream cones. I'm just a little concerned about the product. So we'll have to come back to that. And some of the other products, so I've got a whole list of things here, but we don't have time necessarily to dive into those. But that product tasting category, I watched a video on the Discovery Channel one time about people who have, it wasn't the dirty jobs, but it was odd jobs. And one of them was a guy who worked in the Tabasco factory. And it was hotter than Tabasco, but the trucks that they drive, the forklifts. I don't know if you've ever seen a forklift. I represent a lot of companies. I'm around construction sites all the time, and forklifts are strong, solid steel, not like the whimsy little aluminum that you see a lot of times on products. It's not like a beer can. It's strong, sturdy steel. And after a period of 18 months, those forklifts have to be disposed of because the acidic air in these plants that make hot sauce, like Tabasco and hotter habanero sauce, it destroys a forklift in a year and a half. Destroys it. Melts it down to the point they have to throw it away. And people are running around in these factories breathing that in your lungs. I'm like, pal, if this melts a forklift, what do you think it's doing to your lungs? So maybe that's more dangerous than licking a barroom floor, but I think I would rather work. It would be more attractive to work in a habanero place than it would be to say that you lick barroom floors and that's your profession. Boy, mom and dad are sure proud of you. It gives you something to talk about at Thanksgiving. Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to break down the Minneapolis School District union contract that discriminates against whites. We're going to talk about Mariah Carey. Lots of things on the docket this evening on At Your Service on KMOX. Products that get released every day, all kinds of products. You go to the store and you walk down the aisle and there's just so much stuff that comes out. But there's something, and I'm going to have to ask Matt Pajeski about this, board operator, and he's groaning now because he never knows what I'm going to throw at him. But you're familiar with the Miller Brewing Company, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, Miller High Life, that's their big product, and Miller Lite. But now Miller is introducing an ice cream. So first of all, does that sound odd to you?
Yeah.
That Miller Brewing Company would make an ice cream product?
Right off the bat, yes. But I think every brewing company now is starting to expand into weird avenues, weird seltzers and sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect ice cream, though.
Well, they're doing it. But here's what I don't understand. This is why I wanted your take on this, Matt Pajeski, is that it's not just like vanilla or chocolate. The flavor, and this is literally from their promotion that came out yesterday, it's called Dive Bar, and it's a novelty ice cream, and I'm literally quoting here, it's supposed to taste like the floor of a dive bar.
Ew.
And I'm thinking,
oh my gosh,
who would promote that?
I don't know. We are right now, apparently.
Well, we're not promoting it. We're mocking it.
I think they probably just want it to be so gross that people start talking about it and people feel like they have to try it now to actually believe it.
Now, this is how Miller makes this ice cream. It's made with beer, peanut swirls, a tobacco smoke flavor, caramel, and a dark chocolate dip. And the peanut swirl is designed to mimic the peanut shells that are frequently found on barroom floors. Ugh. And that's in their promotional material. And each of the ice cream bars contains 5% alcohol on the ice cream.
Wow.
But how do you market a product that says, hey, come taste our product. It tastes like the floor of a dive bar.
If this was April 1st, I would get it,
you're so right. I didn't think of that. This sounds like an April Fool's joke.
Right.
And it's already priced at, so to get six of these ice cream bars, it comes in a six pack, $36.
Whoa.
$36.
Jeez. And it's so bad.
But I just don't have it. That's like if you came out with a product tomorrow that said, hi, we got a new cereal called Colon Blow. You know, who's going to buy that product?
Well, I know a few people that might, but
no, not very many.
No.
You know, and so I just don't understand the attractiveness of a product when it's designed on its face to taste like the floor of a dive bar. I just don't understand that, and I'll have to wait and see how those sales are. Plus, it's $36, so that's $6 for one ice cream bar that tastes like the floor.
How do they know what the floor tastes like to begin with?
You know what? Every time my kid, and this is great, I'm sure your dad probably said this to you, when my kids would say, "Oh, this tastes like dirt," I'd say, "How do you know what dirt tastes like?" Right. Yep. So that's a legitimate question, Matt, that how do they know what the floor of a dive bar tastes like? Now, we know unemployment is at historic lows. There are over 10 million open jobs in America. But if you're the company that's trying to develop this product, how do you place ads that say, we're looking for taste testers for barroom floors? Come now, we're paying $12 an hour to come and lick the floor of a bar. $12 an hour. Welcome to the company.
And maybe you get, free ice cream in that flavor for the rest of your life. You get a free supply of dive bar ice cream as your reward.
Yeah. Well, that to me is punishment then. It's like if you're in jail for marijuana, I guess, they're going to lock the doors. That's punishment if I've got to eat this stuff. But I guess the selling part of this is that it's got 5% alcohol. You know, the latest thing a few years ago was boozy milkshakes.
Right.
And that was a big thing for a while. And so now we're getting into boozy ice cream cones. I'm just a little concerned about the product. So we'll have to come back to that. And some of the other products, so I've got a whole list of things here, but we don't have time necessarily to dive into those. But that product tasting category, I watched a video on the Discovery Channel one time about people who have, it wasn't the dirty jobs, but it was odd jobs. And one of them was a guy who worked in the Tabasco factory. And it was hotter than Tabasco. But the trucks that they drive, the forklifts, I don't know if you've ever seen a forklift. I represent a lot of companies. I'm around construction sites all the time. And forklifts are strong, solid steel. Not like the whimsy little aluminum that you see a lot of times on products. It's not like a beer can. It's strong, sturdy steel. And after a period of 18 months, those forklifts have to be disposed of because the acidic air in these plants that make hot sauce, like Tabasco and hotter habanero sauce, it destroys a forklift in a year and a half. Destroys it. Melts it down to the point they have to throw it away. And people are running around in these factories breathing that in your lungs. I'm like, pal, if this melts a forklift, what do you think it's doing to your lungs? So maybe that's more dangerous than licking a barroom floor, but I think I would rather work. It would be more attractive to work in a habanero place than it would be to say that you lick barroom floors and that's your profession. Boy, mom and dad are sure proud of you. It gives you something to talk about at Thanksgiving. Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about it. We're going to break down the Minneapolis School District union contract that discriminates against whites. We're going to talk about Mariah Carey. Lots of things on the docket this evening on At Your Service on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.